Your family started a restaurant a couple of times, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you started this one.
Right.
And so to start a restaurant today would be difficult, do you think?
I don't know that it would be any difficult.
Any more difficult than
when we started. I mean, you just do it.
Yeah.
And you have to be consistent.
And of course, now when they start restaurants, they really get technical about their research and their demographics and
right.
where they are. And those mm-hmm. are things that you didn't even think about when you started.
Not so much. You try to get a nice area of town that you feel is good. But yeah, it's very technical now.
The internet wasn't up and running Mm-mm. back then in
no.
your day. But now we have reviews of the restaurants on the internet. One of the rating services called Yelp.
Yes.
Here is one. You don't have to be nervous. This is good. They're all good. They write, food is amazing, definitely. I try to stop every time I'm in town. Best breakfast, hands down. And this is coming from a guy who hates eating breakfast. And then one more, and this is rather lengthy. I won't read it all, but it says that Savoy is one of the hidden gems of Tulsa. Completely unassuming from outward appearances, this diner is a Tulsa mainstay. And if you're still searching for the breakfast place in Tulsa, you have to try Savoy.
Oh, well, nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
And I'm sure you get a lot of nice
that's
comments.
Nice.
But then you probably get people who you just can't satisfy.
Not too many.
No?
Not too many.
It's amazing how you don't have very many complaints.
Okay.
You know, once in a while, but not too many.
Yeah.
And I think maybe sometimes people are just not having a good day. So you have to, you know, do the best you can and try to do what you can to please them.
I don't know if it gets on your nerves or not when people say, this doesn't taste right. We'll send it back. And then you send it back out again. And that could go a couple of times. For most people, they're probably satisfied the first time it came back.
Right. Whenever anything like that does happen, our employees were supposed to be notified. And I examine why.
Then you get involved.
I get involved. If there's an issue, I want to know immediately.
Because sometimes it could be
It could be
problem.
An issue. Yeah, it could be our problem, and it has to be fixed.
Right. And sometimes it's not your problem.
And, we'll do whatever they want us to do. If they want something else, we'll give it to them.
Yeah. People have certain requests and probably things that aren't on the menu or they want things tried. Mm-hmm. My wife, Margaret, who's come with me here for many years, her father was Carlos. He was an educator, principal. He'd come in and he'd order two biscuits, gravy on the side, and please bring the biscuits one at a time. Because he wanted to make sure each one was hot.
Well, I'm like mm-hmm. him. I like them hot, too.
Did you have people making requests?
Oh, yes.
Like
yeah. We do. We've had people that want hot cakes, hold the hot cakes, or holding the biscuits until I'm through with the rest of my breakfast, and then bring the hot cakes or the biscuits hot. If we can
well,
do
it's
it.
Well, it's better
yes.
when it's hot.
Yeah.
They're
there's
right.
pressure on the waitresses. Waitresses, they
well,
have to kind of remember
right.
that, don't they?
They do, but, you know, we want to try to please the customers.
Sure.